Our next speaker is Mandela Barnes. He's a politician and community organizer from Milwaukee. He served in the Wisconsin State Assembly from 2013 to 2017. He was a community organizer for Milwaukee Congregations Allied for Hope, a multiracial interfaith organization dedicated to social justice in Milwaukee, and he's currently the Deputy Director of Strategic Engagement for the State Innovation Exchange. Give a warm welcome to Mandela Barnes.
I do not know how I follow up Mayla Mitchell, so I'll say that first. But good evening. Good evening. Let me do what he did. Are we fired up? Are we fired up? All right. Well, now for the smooth transition. I am Mandela Barnes. The last time I addressed you, I had the privilege of being in the state legislature. Things have changed since the last time I had the chance to stand in front of you all. I currently work for a group called State Innovation Exchange, or SIX. And what we do is provide a resource for progressive state legislators around the country, because we know well enough that electing Democrats is not enough. We got to do more to elect Democrats. We have to support Democrats. We have to make sure that these Democrats are being progressive. We need to make sure that Democrats are doing something that make people say, oh yeah, well, I'll vote for that person again. Because we've seen what happens when that doesn't take place, when we get people who get in office, get lazy, get tired. So we are there in that space, and we are working to lead the resistance, and there are so many examples of resistance all across the country, in state houses, and it's needed. And I don't want to be very bleak right now, but I guess I'll just go right for it. You know, in Wisconsin, we have the same percentage of seats in the state assembly as Mississippi. Do you know that Mississippi has a Democratic Attorney General? So going into 2018, let's keep that in mind. There are 34 Republican governors across the country right now. There are 68 legislative chambers controlled by Republicans and 29 attorneys general. This is a moment that we can't let get past us, because we know who's in the White House. We know that Donald Trump, as president, is offering us an opportunity like no other time in history. Things may seem bleak, but no great progress has ever come without great crisis. So to that I say, here in Wisconsin, we can't just look and say, oh, Scott Walker did this. We know he's bad on practically every issue. We have to talk about what progressives are good on. We have to talk about how good we are at offering a plan to provide quality education to every student, regardless of the zip code. When I take a moment and reflect about my own upbringing, if I grew up in Scott Walker's Wisconsin, I wouldn't be in front of you today. My mother's a public school teacher, as many of you know. My dad worked in a factory at Delphi. He's still a proud car-carrying UAW member. The opportunities that I had in my own life are the opportunities that we need to fight for to make sure that every child has. And being in Wisconsin, we knew a little something about resisting. We were resisting the city, we were resisting the fields. We will resist wherever we have to. So, with Governor Walker being up for re-election next year, and I'm not gonna be too political because this is a 501c3 event, but the fact of the matter is, Foxconn won't save him. We all know that Foxconn is just a con by people who watch Fox News. It's more than a $3 billion handout. It's Governor Walker's last-ditch attempt. We've been in this marriage for 7 years, and he's ignored us. And now he wants to bring home dead flowers. We're a little too smart for that. And I couldn't be more proud that we are building a large primary, because in times past, Scott Walker's had to run against one person. But now we got people going all across the state, 4 people at minimum. There'll be even more, taking the progressive message across the entire state, not only about the wrongs of Scott Walker, like I said, but about what a progressive movement looks like, what it can and should be for the state of Wisconsin. You know, over the last few decades, corporate profits have gone from 6% to 11% of GDP. And I'll say in my new role, I've become a lot more wonky with the numbers, and I won't bore you tonight. But the fact is, here in Wisconsin, income inequality is at its highest point since the Great Depression. Our middle class is fading quicker than any other state in this country. That is a problem. But it's not a problem for the people who are in charge. It's not a problem for the Republican-controlled legislature. It's not a problem for the conservative Supreme Court. It's not a problem for Scott Walker, because they are doing just fine with our misery. But I'm optimistic about next year. And I always say that, because there's a chance. There's more than a chance. There's an opportunity. But opportunity only comes to those who are ready for it. Are you ready for it in 2018? Are you ready to take back our state? Are you ready to take back the country? Now, Randy Bryce, a good, dear friend of mine, he took one of my lines, and so now I got to tweak it. He talked about us doing Congress's job for them, and that means repealing every, replacing every member of Congress who is not with our interests. But one more thing, because we know the dysfunction between the White House and Congress, and there's one more job that we can do. And when I first say it, you might look at me funny, but follow along. What Donald Trump, what Congress has not been able to achieve, we can achieve. We can build a wall. I saw his eyebrows go up even at the light of my face. But I listened to my good friend Dolores Huerta, and she said that we will build a wall of resistance. That means people coming out in the streets. If this has to be 2011 all over again, so be it. We will march until victory is ours. So, I'm going to close because I've been going over my 5 minutes. I tried to follow the rules, but there's just so much to talk about. There's so much for us to do. This is our opportunity moment. I refuse to let it pass. If you will stand with me in 2018, I will stand with you in 2018. We will stand together in 2018. We will build that wall of resistance. We will not only repeal and replace members of Congress, but we will repeal and replace members of the state legislature, because they got to go too. Not only will the future be ours, but the majority will be ours. Thank you so much.
Mandela Barnes. He mentioned Dolores Huerta, and by the way, she's going to be down in Chicago on October 19th at a dinner being put on by the Chicago Foundation for Women. And we have a piece up on our website right now about the brand new film about her life that is called Dolores, so I urge you to check it out.